The three that will be up are districts that are they're numbered 2, 4, and 6. And the people, the council members who live in that district, those three districts are Councilman John Sawyer, Councilman Tom Schwedhelm, and myself. And the council decided that those three districts would be the first three coming up this November, based on the fact that Sawyer, Schwedhelm, and I are up for re-election this year. I was actually opposed to that decision. I felt we shouldn't make decisions based on incumbency and end of terms. We should make decisions based on one decision that I wanted to make particularly was to allow the residents of Roseland who just came into our city officially in November to vote for the first time in a city election.
But you were outvoted.
I was outvoted on that, yes.
So what do you think is the main advantage for Santa Rosa of elections by district?
Steve, historically, in all the time that Santa Rosa has been electing people to city council, more than 90% of the members of the city council have come from one quadrant of the city, northeastern Santa Rosa. This has been recognized for decades as a problem, that we have a city that's very diverse ethnically, geographically, age-wise, and you can break it down in many other ways. But essentially, it's been mostly retired white men from the northeast corner of the city who have been on the city council. Not that there's anything wrong with people like that. I happen to be a retired white man from the northeast quadrant of the city. But, you know, it doesn't reflect the residents of the city. And I think it's important that we create more opportunities to get some diversity on the council. This doesn't guarantee any diversity except for geographic diversity, but that's a start. I'm happy that we've done this. We did it under threat of a lawsuit, but this is something that I think has been a long time coming for the city. It was voted on by city residents in 2012, and that that effort failed at the polls. But this is the wave of the future in cities across California. We're one of many dozens of cities that was under the threat of a lawsuit to create districts in our city. And all but one city that has been threatened with that suit has gone ahead and done it. The one city that didn't do it has spent millions of dollars defending themselves against it. So it's the right thing to do. I'm looking forward to seeing the results.